Okay, let's get cracking. Today's a very exciting day as we're about to finish off Meseches Arla with Paragimel Mishnah Ches and Paragimel Mishnah Tes. The previous Mishnah, Paragimel Mishnah Zion, listed six items that do not become batel, that do not become nullified according to the Chachamim, and a seventh item that does not become nullified according to Rabbi Akiva. However, that item discussed whole items, things that are complete, things that are not broken. However, as our Mishnah is about to teach us, the halacha is different if these items were no longer whole, if they are broken. Says the Mishnah, Ketzad. How so? Meaning under what conditions do these items not become nullified, not become batel? The answer is when they are whole. When they're whole, they don't become nullified. Bittul does not work. However, Nispatsu ha'agozim, if the walnuts were cracked open, nispardu harimonim, if the pomegranates were split, nispatru hechavios, if the barrels of wine were opened, nischatru hadaluim, if the gourds were cut, nisparsu hakikaros, or the loaves of bread were broken, yalu b'achudu masem, they can become batel in a mixture of 201, bitzel would work if any of the items that we discussed previously, the dvarim chashuv, the things that are important, the things that normally bitzel does not work for, that's only true when they're whole, when they're complete, not when they are missing, not when they are incomplete and not whole. Finishing off the Masechta now with Paragimel Mishnah Tes, the final mission, the Masechta is going to discuss the laws of possible Arla, case of Safek Arla and Safek Kili HaKara, meaning fruit and that may or may not be Arla, or vegetables that may or may not be Kili HaKara. We don't know for sure if they are Usser or not. Now, generally speaking, when there is a question, when there is a Safek, whether something is prohibited or not, we follow the very, very simple rules of Safek d'oraisa lechumra and Safek d'rabbanan lekula, that if something is a Safek, something's a doubt on a d'oraisa level, on a Torah level, then we're machmir, then we're strict. If there's something that's a Safek on a mid-d'rabbanan level, on a rabbinic level, we're not sure of something on a rabbinic level, then we are makil, then we are lenient. Now we're going to see there's a clear difference based on that between items in Eretz Yisrael versus outside of Eretz Yisrael. It says the Mishnah, Safek Arla, if you have a case of possible Arla, meaning fruit that may or may not have come from an Arla tree, we're not sure. So what's the halacha? Be'eretz Yisrael Aser, if the fruit grew in Eretz Yisrael, they are completely Aser after all. Arla in Eretz Yisrael is Mida Araisa, and therefore Safek De Araisa Lechumra, anything that's a Torah obligation, Torah prohibition, is Aser in a case of Safek. Uve Surya Mutter, but if the fruit grew in Surya, which is only Arla midrabbanan on a rabbinic level, then it is permitted to buy fruit that may possibly be Arla, as long as we don't specifically buy it from a field that is known to contain some Arla juice. There has to be a real bona fide Safek. If there's a Safek in Surya, where again Syria, which is where the halachas of Arla apply on a midrabbanan level, on a rabbinic level, then you can be mekel, then you can be lenient. Uve chutz la'aret Yored Vidolik. And outside of Eretz Yisrael, the halacha is even more makil, even more lenient. A Jew may even go down to a field that has both Arla and non-Arla trees, unlike in the previous case, and buy fruit that was already picked by a non-Jew. Now, Uvilvachel Yerenu Lokit, as long as he does not actually see the non-Jew gathering the fruit from the trees, right, since it is not clear that the fruit came from the Arla trees, he may buy and eat it. That is, however, if he sees him pick the fruit, he may not buy. That's a chumra midurabanam. But regardless, we clearly see that on a deraisa level in Eretz Yisrael, usur. And if there's a suffix derabanan in Surya, then it is mutter. And in chutz laaretz, outside of Eretz Yisrael, he can even go and take it from the non-Jews, even if the tree, if the field itself has both arla trees and non-arla trees. Now we're going to discuss a similar halacha when it comes to kili hakarim. Says the Mishnah, karim na tua yarak. If there is a vineyard that was planted with vegetables, causing those vegetables to become Kili HaKerem, they are Osir. The Yarak Nimkar Chutzalo, and vegetables are being sold outside that vineyard, and we're not sure if they came from the vineyard or from somewhere else. So what's the halacha? There's a suffix when it comes to Kili HaKerem. Be'eret Yisroel Osir. In Eretz Yisroel, the vegetables are Osir. After all, the prohibition of Kili HaKerem in Eretz Yisroel is Mida Araisa, and therefore we apply the concept of suffix de Araisa L'chum. There's a suffix on a Torah level, therefore we are strict, and we therefore prohibit all of the fruits. Uvasuria Mutzer, but if the possible Kili HaKerem vegetables grew up in Syria, they are permitted because the prohibition of Kili HaKerem in Syria is only rabbinic, and when there exists a doubt, a suffix involving a rabbinic prohibition, we may act makel, we may act in a more lenient way. However, uve chutzla aretz yored v'located outside of Eretz, so we're even more lenient that a Jew can even ask a non-Jew, like we said previously, to go down and gather the vegetables on his behalf, even though they may be kili hakerem uvelvad shlo yilkot biyad, provided that the Jew himself does not pick them with his own hand, that he may not do. So we see the same is true both when it comes to arla trees that where there's a suffix, where there's a doubt. The same is true when it comes to karam, when the kili hakerem, where there's a doubt. We apply the concept of suffix d'araisa l'chumra in Eretz Yisrael, you probably call the suffix d'rabbanan l'kula in Syria, and in Chutz La'aretz, where there's really where it's even less, so we say that you can even go and allow a non-Jew to go and pick it for you, as long as you don't actually pick it yourself. Finishing off the Perek and the Masecht, and the Mishnah is now going to define the halacha for a number of produce-related prohibitions of Yisurin outside of Eretz Yisrael. Says the Mishnah, Hechadash Aser min haTorah b'chol makom. Chadash is aser on a Torah level everywhere, even in Chutz La'aretz. So chadash, we'd apply if there's a suffix about chadash again. Chadash really means new. And the Torah tells us that the new crop of grain, whether it's wheat, barley, spelt, rye, and oats, right, the five types of grain, they may not be eaten until the Karbon Omer is brought on the 16th day of Nisan, which of course is the second day of Pesach. Now the Tan of our Mishnah holds that the prohibition, the Isra of Chadash, applies on the Torah level, even outside the land of Eretz Yisrael. He learns this from the end of the pasuk that discusses Chadash. The Torah says, "Bechol moshvoseichem," in all of the places that you live. But that's a bit of a machlokas. But at least that's the opinion of the Tana, of the author of our Mishnah. So according to our Mishnah, Chadash, this idea of Chadash that you can't eat new fruits, new grains, rather, until the Karbon Omer is brought, that is a prohibition min haTorah on a d'araisa level everywhere, even outside of Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, if there's a suffix, if there's a doubt outside of Eretz Yisrael, suffix d'araisa l'chumra, you have to be machmir, you have to be strict in that case. The ha'arla halacha, but arla is aser outside of Eretz Yisrael by this halacha lemoshe misinai, which is also on a d'araisa level. It's based in the Rav, based on Maseches Kedushin, Daf Lamed Ches. Halacha L'Moshe Misinai is basically a halacha that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai, which was not written in the Torah itself. And the halacha L'Moshe Misinai specifically about Arla included this special rule that in cases where there is doubt, whether something is Arla or not, it should be treated leniently, even though it has the status of a Torah law. Therefore, this is the reason why the Mishnah said above that possible Arla, that the Suffolk Arla, is treated leniently outside of Eretz Yisroel. And the Mishnah concludes by saying, Va'kilayim edivrei sofrim, but kilayim of the vineyard, Rakili HaKerem, is usher outside of Eretz Yisroel only on a Rabbanon level, only on a Midir Rabbanon level, only on a Rabbinic level. And therefore, there we are going to be Mekil Suffolk de Rabbanon Lekula. Quick review, Perek Gimel Mishnah Ches taught us that the six or seven items that do not become batel only applies if they are whole, if they are complete, not if they are not whole, not if they are broken, and so on. They would be batel in that case. And then Perek Gimel Mishnah Tes discuss cases of Suffolk Arla and Suffolk Kili HaKerem, where there's a doubt, we're not sure, and Allah is in both of those cases, that Suffolk Arla or Suffolk Kili HaKerem in Eretz Yisroel, we are going to be mach, we're going to be strict, Suffolk D'Araisa L'Chumra, and therefore we're going to be strict in those cases. When it comes to Surya, however, we're going to be lenient, because Surya, Arla, and Kili HaKerem are only applicable on a Midrash Rabbanon level, they're only halachot ani midrabanan level, and therefore safek dirabanan lakula. In cases of midrabanan rabbinic laws, we are lenient in cases of safek, in cases of doubt. So in Syria, they're going to be lenient and allow you to consume, to eat arla or kili hakerem, where there is a safek, where there is a doubt. And then in both cases of arla and kili hakerem, outside of Eretz Yisrael, we're even more lenient. The Jew can even go down to a field that has both arla and non-arla trees that has some kili hakerem and some not, and he can buy fruit that was already picked by a non-Jew, but he can't actually go and see it being picked by the non-Jew. He can't go and pick the kili hakerem by himself. You have to allow it to be done by the non-Jew, and then you can consume it outside of Eretz Yisrael. And then the Mishnah concluded by saying that when it comes to Chadash is Asher min HaTorah, Chadash is Asher min Deraisa level, everywhere, even outside of Eretz Yisrael. Arla is also Asher outside of Eretz Yisrael by Halacha LaMoshe Misina, which is a Torah obligation, which is a Torah prohibition. And the only reason why we're lenient outside of Eretz Yisrael, we said previously that outside of Eretz Yisrael, we're lenient in Syria, we're lenient. Why? Because there's a special provision in that halacha that we are lenient in the areas outside of Eretz Yisrael. Vakilayim adivrei sofrim, the Mishnah concluded by telling us the kilayim of the vineyard, the kili hakerem, would be usher outside of Eretz Yisrael only on a midrabanan level. Have a great day.